This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. All right, so far today, I have seen ads for cucumber gin-infused pickles, which, to be honest, sound kind of good, spaghetti-flavored IPA, and a beer you can consume via a spray can. If you have not checked the calendar yet this morning, it is April Fool's Day, and brands are unleashing their annual gags on unsuspecting social media followers. Some are obviously unbelievable, but others, like Volkswagen's now debunked rebranding to Voltswagen, make sense to some people. So is there a right way for companies to tease customers with an April Fool's Day prank? Allison Stewart Allen is the boss of Consultancy International Marketing Partners, and she says there is a way.
There is a right way, one being Burger King with the chocolate Whopper, which featured a patty made of chocolate with onion rings out of white chocolate, and instead of ketchup, it had a side of, I think, maple syrup. It's all about context, and that's why it's so important for the marketing and the company leaders to sense the environment and know when it's the right time to do such a thing.
And as part of the trick here, making it so that it's believable, but still, I guess, more unbelievable.
Yes. The reason the Volkswagen campaign was such a disaster is exactly because the business press has been reporting for some time that Volkswagen is looking at investing in and launching all electric vehicles for the foreseeable future, and that the company sees its future in that realm. So it wasn't a huge departure to think that the company could feasibly rebrand to Volkswagen. And the other bigger part of the problem for the company is the timing. So the fact that it wasn't timed appropriately to coincide with April Fool's Day is what led both consumers and investors around the world to think that this was a legitimate change of corporate name. So it missed the mark on all counts.
And you mentioned shareholders there. It's sort of all fun and games until financial regulators come knocking, isn't it? Depending on how far a brand goes with their April Fool's prank, they could be in trouble for things like market manipulation and things like that, can't they?
Yes, companies definitely can get in trouble. So we saw with the Volkswagen mishap that American depository receipts climbed 12.5%. And of course, this has caught the attention, rightly, of the SEC. But it's not just in the United States that this is a concern with Volkswagen's perceived market manipulation. So regulators here in Europe, in the UK, are paying attention. And in the end, this company, while it thought it was being clever and cute, it comes at a very hefty price.
There's been so much talk of distrust in the media over the last several years. Do you think these sorts of stunts, even if they're done right, could just further erode what trust is left in the media?
I think there is certainly a risk at this particular moment. We're in the middle of a pandemic. People's anxieties are running high. Many have lost family members and friends. The eroding trust put in the media across the board, whether it's print or broadcast, is another factor that has the public on high alert. Plus, of course, we have the fake news phenomenon. So it does really make you wonder whether any April Fool's Day prank at this moment is even going to be appropriate. But for many companies, I think they're making the right choice this year in particular in suspending any April Fool's Day pranks.
Plenty of food for thought before you launch those pranks then, I suppose. Allison Stewart Allen, Chief Executive at International Marketing Partners. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.